cereal. Chicken talk, talking chicken. Mike, I'm feeling very energetic today.
I am fist pumping, baby.
Yes.
I am fist pumping.
Should I sit in the front seat? I don't know. What should I do? Go ahead, Rebecca. Thaddeus loves you.
Friday.
Sit in the front seat. What about the back seat?
Friday. It's tough decisions. I don't know if I should have cereal. I don't know where to go.
Should I let him see my titties?
Partying. Yeah! Wow. Come on, we can make this woo! Like a hard rock song. Let's get ready for this party. I'll wait for the party again. This is a very special TMC, the show.
Yes.
It's so special. Yes. We can't, the Nature Boy is here. We can't fucking contain ourselves.
How did Carrie pull that out of her ass?
I don't know. You never know what's up. Should I get in the back seat? I don't know what to do. Oh, which seat can I take? Oh, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Weekend, Friday. Pick a date on Friday. Get ready, everybody, because we're going to make it hardcore. Party and.
Motherfucker!
Woo!
Fun, I thought you said hardcore.
Motherfucker!
Fun.
Thursday.
But on the calendar.
Then maybe comes Wednesday. Then comes really Tuesday.
I learned the day of the week.
Big Saturday. Oh
my God.
What comes next?
Freaking ring the blend of
bands. Let's go in reverse order.
Oh my God.
Oh, Mike, go! What?
This is the black rap part.
I don't know this fucking song. I only know the Friday part. Why would I? Because I'm the black guy?
Yeah.
I'm in this bitch's video. I'm in my own car because they're all scared of me.
Woo! Gotta get down on Friday.
Deliveries in the back.
Well, TMC listeners, yes, it is Friday. We're coming to you live on a Friday.
Woo!
It is fantastic.
It is Friday.
And what else is it today, Michael?
It's somebody's birthday.
Woo! Whose birthday can it be?
It's this guy right over here. Thaddeus?
What's got two thumbs and put rum in his Slurpee?
This guy.
Yes, it's true.
But it's not. It's not actually Friday though.
Yeah, sure it is. So anyway,
we did.
We went to 7-Eleven again, and we said, you know, why don't we get something for the bastard? And you know, since he drinks a Slurpee every fucking day. We were like, just you know, let's get him a Slurpee. So there you had
what
that.
What year is this?
What?
What the hell just happened just now?
The song ended. That's what happened.
I feel like my ears were raped. I don't know who raped my anus worse. That Rebecca Black chick or Carrie?
I raped your ears?
Wait, what? God.
Fat chance, ass wipe.
Friday.
Hey, how are your hands doing, by the way, Carrie?
Sticky. I had a fight. Let me just say. So
God,
we go to 7-Eleven. All right. You know, Mom, relax.
Oh, my God.
So I go to get these Slurpees for you and your wife.
Okay.
Okay. You know, these are the kind of containers. I don't know if they have them in other countries.
Country, okay. It's the country's fault.
In this country.
Hello, my goodness.
You get the cup, and then you get the plastic thing here, and then you put the Slurpee pipe here. So
ooh,
when you
pipe.
Turn it. The Slurpee goes directly in, and you get to fill it up, so
she's
it goes all the way.
Rough.
Yes.
So I go to do it, and it's trickling down in my cup. It's not coming in my cup proper. It's not.
Thaddeus and I were just like the fucking sixth graders.
Proper.
It's like she's giving us a lesson on health ed in like the sixth grade.
Thaddeus and Michael, if you can't keep an ounce of maturity in this room, leave.
This is a penis.
So,
it goes into a vagina.
I try to, you know, adjust it a little more. Comes a little bit faster.
So what, like, how would you? How did you adjust it though?
You gotta like move the handle. It was nothing like this jerking or anything like that. It was just literally moving the lever. Okay. So then I'm like, I know this lever goes all the way to the left, bitch. And this is why my Slurpee's taking so long. So I go to put it on fucking high, fast.
Put it on blast.
Boom. Slurpee on the floor on my clothes. No.
So what she's making, what she's making Miss Nina's.
Somebody doesn't want to make me, make the second one.
What she's making Miss Nina's, you would think that she would get the idea. Okay, a little bit went off, just a little bit the first time.
No, I can't have patience.
So you would think like, okay, maybe I better handle the next one.
No.
With a little bit of TLC. No. Yeah?
I hear you.
So then.
I don't hear you.
I like how he pointed at me like I was going to forget my line.
Just in case, how many, you know.
How many years have we been doing that, Mike?
This is true. So, and there's Carrie.
Fucking Mr. Director over here. Fucking Scorsese, eh? Yeah.
And there's Carrie.
Wine.
All right now. All right, Slurpee Machine, not on my face. I'm a married woman, not in my hair, not on my clothes. All right? All right. Oh, shit, you didn't tell me. Oh, my God.
It got all over the floor.
It's all over the floor. It's all over the floor.
It is. So I'm like making a joke and a spectacle.
It's
at this
Slurpee
point,
bukkake.
Yeah. At this point, it's that silly. We're in like, you know, a foot of pink water.
Was this the local one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And they know us there, too, by now.
Because at first I wanted to be like, no more reason the Jew ooze, but that's more.
Oh, so then they say
this
that
is more
to
like,
him.
Oh, no more wee's juice.
I say to him at the end, I go, Kashmir Rajiv, 1 minute or two. And he just, he's all pissed off at me now, so he can't even have the line. Say the line.
Wait, here he comes with the
paper towels. Carrie. All of a sudden, Mike's responsible.
Wait. When you said the line, did you point at him?
No, I looked at him.
That's why we point.
In all fairness, Mike, I might have fucking pointed at you.
No.
You were just so mad that there was Slurpee on the floor.
I'm sorry, you lose.
You were mad about the Slurpee.
Yes, I was. So there could have been a point, you know, like the who spit on Newman at the Met game
in
86.
Yeah, exactly. That's another one of Thaddeus' favorites. I know, Seinfeld. You love Seinfeld. Oh, we love it too. Yeah. But anyway, awesome. We're going to talk more about the guy that's like having sex with his car on My Strange Addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's just talk. Maybe, I don't know if you want to fully get into it, because Thaddeus is an ass and he didn't watch it yet. What?
Fucking my birthday.
It's your birthday.
But here we go, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
So the name of the show is My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. And we have this nice little white boy that lives out in the Midwest.
Yes, and not ugly, but not like Brad Pitt.
No, but I get a little vibe of Jeffrey Dahmer from the kid.
Yeah, me too. I get a little Dahmer feeling.
If I was to see this kid, he would definitely eat me and stick the rest of my parts in his cubic freezer.
I think he would keep your schlong though.
Yes,
and just play with it, like hit himself in the face. So I'm just that guy last night, I loved. Guy was good with Chianti.
Yeah,
but it's good around my mouth.
This dude would definitely stir fry my freaking pancreas.
Would you fuck me?
Would you?
I'd fuck me so hard.
This kid definitely tucks in his penis and puts lipstick on and dances in the bathrobe in front of the mirror. So, should we be laughing at that? But anyway, his strange addiction, he has a sexual addiction to his car. Mm. But that's not the only thing.
No. Wait, what?
His car is also gay. He refers to his car as a he.
Well, yeah, they didn't come out of the closet, though.
And
it's just a guy who loves his guy car.
And it is a sweet freaking ride.
Excuse me, while we're talking about this, I think we should play Thaddeus's one of his favorite songs, okay, to go along. In the background music, don't stop talking. Yes.
So, they're showing the clips today on Strange Addiction, you know, the teaser clips. The dude is underneath, underneath the car with his hands like...
On the private parts.
Is he touching like the tailpipes and the undercarriage?
He's touching
the undercarriage. He's underneath the freaking car.
But is he touching his penis to the car?
Yes.
Like he's putting it, oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Hopefully he hasn't had it run in a while.
So
he's gonna burn the peepee.
And he's doing this to the bumper.
Yes. Going, I love you.
It's like gentle kisses to the inside of the car's neck.
He kisses on the dashboard. He kisses.
I'm going to kiss my mic.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I'll make sure you can hear one of your favorite songs.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, Jesus. Inductee. Mother effing Madonna. What did you
say? A pearl necklace?
Obviously, you missed the point. We know how much you like Madonna.
Oh, I don't know. Ooh. I'm not sure what they're doing to me, but that's okay.
So,
we wanted to get the beautiful dreamer from Austin Powers.
I'm good with my Slurpee. Oh, Beyonce?
No. Madonna. Beautiful dreamer.
Oh, yeah, that was her song, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
But anyway, so yes, he has a serious love affair with this car.
See, I think...
Serious love affair.
So, and he's... Oh, and the best part, which sweetens the whole entire freaking bit, his father comes to visit him.
Would be damned if his gook got... If a gook got his hands on his watch.
Yeah.
His father comes, and Dad, I just want to let you know something, okay? I'm in a relationship. Oh, yeah, buddy. That's great there, Chipper. That's all right. Well, that's the type of...
Is his real name Larry?
Chipper's a great name for him.
Chipper Jones?
That's the type of guy that the dad is. Well, all right there, son. Well, you know, that Leave It to Beaver shit. What's his name? Chase, and he's my car. This car? Yes, this car.
As he's washing it, rubbing it in front of the father.
He's like...
Is he doing it in, like... See, what I picture is Daisy Duke shorts.
Oh, that's coming.
And no shirt. And like... But, like, they used to be jeans, so, like, the pocket is hanging out below, below the cut line.
So the father...
That's always hot.
No matter who's in them.
So now the father mentions about a divorce. You know, like the father divorced his mother. Okay. And then the father, there's a little hint of gayness that comes out of the father. Is this because your mother and I divorced years ago?
Hello.
What is this, fucking dad Charles Nelson Reilly?
Yes. Or Rip Taylor. Pick one. Fucking shit fucker. So the father continues.
I'm sure that's another fucking secret obsession.
Yeah.
Shit fucker.
Just sitting there with a pile of shit in a bowl.
And you're porking the shit. You like that? You
it's like, so what do you do? Shit on a plate? Oh no, I get somebody else to do it.
Yeah. And then I wouldn't have sex with my dick in it.
I wouldn't have sex with my own shit.
Yeah, what do you think?
That'd be disgusting.
So the father goes, okay, I can understand the obsession. How do you have sex with a car? Well, there's a lot of rubbing and there's a lot of tugging.
Oh. And in fact, Dad, here's a pile of shit I just got from Asia. Smell it. Before I stick my dick in, it smells good. Oh. Smell it, Dad.
Oh, son. But see, at this point now, the father should have taken off his belt and beat the shit out of him. Not for being gay, but for being in love with a car.
No, Oprah says that's not good.
Hit your children and they won't grow up to fuck their cars, people.
Oh,
hit your children.
That's so true.
Ground them. Okay?
No.
It's okay if your kid is gay. Oprah. But if your kid, any one of my three boys come to me talking about, hey, Dad, you know what? I'm fucking my ATV.
I'm fucking my car.
Yeah, I'm banging my Harley.
I'll just kill my child then.
Because
Jesus Christ.
You know, the middle one, he's going
to
be cool.
I think
he's
you'd
have
to
Harley,
lock him up.
But the minute that one of them says that, hey, I'm having sex with a coffee table or a car, I'm beating them right there. I don't care if I'm 90 years old.
Coffee table.
The minute that they come to me with that dumb shit.
Maybe like planking would be like getting intimate with a coffee table.
I don't know, but it ain't going to happen on my watch. I'm just sitting there watching.
Are you going to spray him with a fire extinguisher if you see him planking on the...
No, I'm going to kick him right off the fire. The fuck you doing?
It's worth a shot.
This is why, and then... So no one can say, oh, Michael, you know, it's just white people.
White people.
Wait, who said that?
That guy over there.
This guy, right?
No, not that guy. That
guy over
there. That guy over there.
He's always busting my horns about there's no black pirates.
I'll point at him. All right. So now, Mike, you wanted to, since this is Thaddeus' birthday, it's a very special day for us. We've been having music that he likes. He likes you wanted to talk, since I don't know much about this. You wanted to talk about his favorite wrestler.
I wanted to go and hump his extera, but I just thought that this would be better.
Okay, go ahead.
My poor extera.
Let's break it down for all the fans out there about Thaddeus and his favorite wrestler.
All right, you pro wrestling fans, are you ready? Lisa, plug your ears up.
If you had sex with my car, the tailpipe would go like this.
Why?
Get it? Because it would be wider.
Your tailpipe would say, where were you? Where were you when I was calling?
Because see, Mike's black and he has a big cock. That's where that joke went.
So,
mm-hmm.
For you, on your birthday,
mm-hmm.
your number one wrestler. This is a brief timeline.
Super number one fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Of the great. The man that has a lot of heart. Everybody wrote this guy off and they thought that he would never, ever amount to anything.
Okay.
We're talking about our dear friend.
Zack Ryder?
Don't get ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
Chill.
Okay. I was trying to guess.
Our very own clues. Inspiration to the Mexicans.
John Cena?
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yay!
Who's that jumping out the sky? R-E-Y Mysterio.
He's happy
here we
now.
Go.
He's happy now.
Dan, dan, 619. Yeah. Come on, Thaddeus. 619
and Slurpees on the floor.
How did you know that was part of his theme song?
I don't know.
You did pull out the Ric Flair before.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a closet wrestler.
You know what?
Wrestling watcher.
I gotta give it to her when she says it's the Nature Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Either she's been brushing up on wrestling behind our backs, or you and I we hammer her with wrestling so much that she just. But that is just thing I want to talk about. And Frank, I hope you're listening. This counts as my guest spot on TNF, the wrestling show, by the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This counts as my guest spot. In 1994.
You have a fucking...
It's a timeline, but I'm going to keep
Rey
it brief.
Mysterio,
back in 1975, he was born to a small peasant woman in the Mexican village of Gaba.
My son, Guba Gaba. I love that part of Mexico.
As a small boy,
he still is
Rey
a small
didn't
boy.
Know what to do to get himself out of kicking dirt around.
Because, you know, that's the Mexican's favorite pastime.
Playing in his father's rusted Chevy.
Having sex with it?
Yes. 1994. Triple A, When Worlds Collide.
Triple A.
Yes, that was Rey's first major pay-per-view.
The car company?
That was the Mexican Federation.
They do very good on your attractions when you're going on vacations.
He was in a six-man tag.
Ooh.
With Heavy Metal, Latin Lover, and they lost to Fuerza Guerrero, Psicosis, and Madonna's Lover.
Madonna's Lover.
That was the
Guy
name
Ritchie?
Of the. That was the name of the wrestler at the time. He wore he wore a black mask with like a high heel and stocking on it.
You mean it wasn't?
We're staying with and of course being Mexican, we have one of Thaddeus's other favorite.
So it wasn't
songs.
Juventud Guerrero.
Oh, don't get ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
Don't get ahead of me. We're now at the. I'll give you a little bit. I thought you might really get a kick out of this, out of the early ECW. Mm-hmm. At the Gangsta's Paradise pay-per-view.
Well, because why wouldn't you?
He beat Psicosis.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Sounds like a snuff
yeah,
film.
What the hell? Then he lost to Psicosis at a best out of the 2 out of 3 falls match.
Mm-hmm. Well, Psicosis did have horns on his mask.
Yes.
So.
And then, at another pay-per-view, with Conan as his tag team partner, La Raza!
Yeah.
Okay? He beat La Parca and Psicosis.
Well, he fought Psicosis a lot, huh?
Yes. And this match I do have on the Bloodlust.
The VHS?
No, on the ECW Bloodsport DVD.
Is the DVD?
Yes. The Mexican death match between Rey and...
What the fuck are you playing? Is that Beyonce? Oh,
Jimmy
on the block.
Beyonce, and we're talking about Mexicans. So that's...
Yeah.
But isn't she Puerto Rican?
Oh,
and her new album drops. I learned that by watching American Idol.
And you love American Idol, and that's why we're playing her.
Yes, well, yeah, because of course she's my favorite judge. Every week, there's some fucking contractual shit that she got worked in. You didn't see it in the first season.
Oh, yeah?
Every week, they have, I don't know if you weren't catching up with it. Every week, they have fucking pawned her. Like, this week she was on the cover of, I don't know, fucking Vogue magazine or something.
Something like that.
And her album is dropping on the 24th. And she does this. And she does that. And it's like, oh. And she's gotten so much worse than, what's her name? Paula?
Yeah.
Dude, every time a guy talks, she talks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then she talks on her own turn for 5 minutes.
Oh.
It's amazing. I just can't get enough Jenny from the block.
Enjoy it then.
Because it don't matter how many rocks that she's got.
Oh no, one of the girls sang "Turn the Beat Around." And because Diane thinks that I'm, you know, hard on J-Lo because I can't have her. Okay, yeah, right?
Yes.
The girl sings "Turn the Beat Around." I said, Diane, I said, watch, because this girl is Spanish. Jessica Sanchez is her name. Yeah. Because this girl, her name is JS. She's Puerto Rican.
JS. That's what I say.
Because
Jay's got ass?
Yeah.
Because she's Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. She has a great voice. And she's singing a song that she covered. Mm-hmm. Watch, she's gonna freaking
did
bring
Jennifer
this girl
Lopez
down.
Did Jennifer Lopez cover that song?
Yes, she did.
Ugh.
And she just tore the girl. You know, I love you. And with the fake accent, that's always on time, too. The fake fucking Puerto Rican accent is always on time with this fucking cum swallower. Whoa. Always.
Wow.
I hate her.
Although
I hate her.
She is smarter by swallowing it than getting pregnant by it.
And why did Mark Anthony do that stupid show? What is that? Jay and Mark Anthony?
They had that in their contracts before they got divorced.
Oh,
they had
my
to
God. And you could just see the pain on his face that if he said, if she said,
Mark
one
Anthony?
More, one more word, and I swear to God, I am going to stab you savagely and leave you here in Puerto Rico. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. It's like Hank Azaria in Night of the Museum Part 2. Oh, my yes. God, I don't believe you just did all three. Don't bring your hand across this way. Don't touch me, and don't say another word. I can see him saying that. Oh, my God, you did all three.
Just with a Spanish accent?
Yes. Whose Spanish accent
would
is
you,
real?
Would you like to share anything else? Because we're going to move on to... you know, something that also gives Thaddeus pleasure is talking about the Mets.
Oh, because Thaddeus would love this.
What? Kind of what? Stop. This? It's okay. We know you like all this. We don't mind. Go ahead, Mike. Anything else you want to get out
great
of
great match mind? Of a guy that Thaddeus cannot stand. Another guy that Thaddeus can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Bash at the Beach. 97. He beat Chris Jericho to win the Cruiserweight title.
Why wouldn't he?
They have everything on here except for the Nitro where he pinned Kevin Nash. And he was known as the Giant Killer. Because I know you love that.
What the fuck? That was like one of those, like, it was a slash between fucking Paul Heyman and Bobby the Brain.
But I know that you love him so much. And I just wanted to give you a brief rundown of what Rey Mysterio...
Some of those highlights.
You know? And who can forget the night of WrestleMania?
Because I'm gonna get 619 tattooed across my stomach.
Yes. And Carrie, just like to close this out, and Thaddeus, you can keep that there, Gibby.
Oh, okay.
You
can,
that's
Gibby.
Nice. That's a sentiment.
Yes.
Are you trying to get me to take my shirt off by calling me Gibby?
Yes.
He is.
Gibby!
Gibby!
I remember WrestleMania 2009.
Oh, fuck you.
We're all here. Yeah. We're all here and we're drinking. And it's JBL versus Rey Mysterio.
You need to precede this by what happened 4 months earlier.
Oh, he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
After drawing number one, I think.
Okay. And whose record did he beat?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay. Only the greatest of all time. Okay, good.
So... And with three slaps to the mat, Carrie.
Oh, glad I'm fucking drinking.
Three
for this
slaps
awful
to the
debacle.
Mat. A 198-pound wrestler beat a 300-pound wrestler and became the SmackDown World Champion.
And in that, we play one of Thaddeus' third most happening tunes, Don Johnson, Heartbeat.
No, I don't care what you say. You give it away.
Yeah.
Your money don't mean much to me.
So I like this song.
You tell us, and don't front for the listener.
But he's the one that's singing every lyric so far.
That's really troublesome.
Sing that shit, Don.
And now he's dancing like Marsha Brady.
You guys are jealous. Look, there's explosions. Sing it, Don.
Ooh.
No matter who you looking for.
I think you really like this song.
I thought you guys were going to do a duet there. You're going to do the heartbeat. He's going to do the lick. Whatever the fuck they call it.
Written by the great songwriter Paul motherfucking Schaefer from David Letterman. Paul Schaefer wrote this. Mr. Anton Fig on the drums, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe we'll play that for Mike's birthday next, too.
So talking about a heartbeat, what other really gets your heart going than the New York Mets? Even though Thaddeus is an avid Yankee fan.
What?
And before coming to New York.
Coming to America?
And you know, picking up the Yankees as his team, his favorite team was actually the San Francisco Giants, because he lived down in San Francisco.
Hello, Frisco.
And he came here.
First came Bonilla, then came Bonds. Who cares?
Mike, he needs to feel comfortable in that, okay?
I know. Right. I know. San Francisco Giants.
I don't even know what's going on
but
right now.
Candlestick Park.
In going with that, yeah, we have some Lenny Dykstra news to report, but I got this other thing that just made me more annoyed.
Okay.
So let me read this.
We got to hold off on Lenny the Dykstra, or Dykey, as his friends like
just,
to call him.
Lenny the Dykstra. What the fuck?
Lenny the Dykstra.
I think his nickname was Nails.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because he's tough as, or does he have a secret obsession of eating them?
Both. Ike's got the fever.
Oh, God.
He's
got like Coxsackie, right?
Mets first baseman Ike Davis have something called Valley. But listen to how this is written.
Okay.
Valley fever. Only a Met would have something called Valley fever. True.
Like, gag me with a spoon.
Valley fever is not something you get from living in Valley Stream.
That is so gauche.
Or California.
It's local.
It is a fungal infection found in desert regions in the Southwest.
Dude, that's totally bogus.
Davis, who is a Met.
Oh. Only a Met could get this. Davis, who is a Met.
So
oh,
I
God.
Think Max might have written this.
Who
is a Met.
You give you some more credit. He drove a hard bargain.
Okay.
He's about to sell you.
Is also, well... susceptible because he plays for the Mets. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
I have to read this sentence again.
Whoa.
Let's read this sentence.
I heard that sentence too. Oh.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Oh, God.
Davis, who is, let's all really think. Davis, who is a Met.
He's a Met.
Is also susceptible because he plays for the Mets.
Oh, so not only is he a Met, but he also plays for the Mets. And this could only happen to a Met, which makes sense because Ike Davis is a Met who plays for the Mets.
Well, Lou Gehrig had Lou Gehrig's disease.
A team that can't really catch a break. May the fungus stay away on opening day, Ike.
Oh, I thought may the fungus be with you.
This is probably the worst written article ever.
And that kid probably went to Columbia University's School of Journalism, like my Uncle George. I'm freaking.
I don't know.
That kid probably.
Was it the Post?
No, it's the local.
Oh.
Oh, that explains.
All right,
it.
So here we go. Right above it, we have our little Lenny Dykstra news. Mm. Nails is heading to jail. This broke last week.
Nails in jails?
Former New York Mets outfielder Lenny Dykstra was sentenced to 3 years in a California state prison after a judge rejected a last-ditch effort to change his no-contest plea and fight the charges.
Oh, no.
Dykstra, who went by the nickname Nails, was nailed for Grand Theft Auto and filing a false financial statement in connection with a scheme to use somebody else's paperwork to steal or lease several new cars. What is he doing with the cars?
Like a Mexican?
What is wrong with him?
Oh, my God. Is it going to be like one of the episodes of an actual Miami Vice? Yeah, man, I got the cars. I got the flatbed right here. You got the bread? Nah, man, I don't hear. Wire it to this account, man.
Heartbeat.
Oh, shit. He's here.
Looking for a heartbeat.
Lenny the Dyke Dykstra, international criminal.
And he says, did I do something I'm proud of? Oh, wait.
I don't know, Lenny. Did you?
Lenny Dykstra, you freaking moron, you.
No. Am I a criminal? No.
No?
Why not? I think the courts say yes, Lenny.
Your mouth says no, but the courts say yes.
Clearly, he was better at stealing vases.
Baseball humor.
Oh.
I crumple my paper up at you,
that
sir.
Ike's story. Wait a minute. I gotta fuck. fucking take this Ike story one more time.
Well.
Ike Davis, the Met, who is a Met.
Listen.
Plays for the New York Mets, who are the Mets.
Okay, Sticky.
Davis, who is a Met, is also susceptible because he plays for the Mets.
Pitcher David Cone. David Cone plays what position?
I don't know. For a base?
These tickets are totally wasted.
No, wait. Think about it. Listen. Pitcher David Cone plays what position?
The shortstop.
I can't.
My beloved
and
Mets.
And now we're going to end our little Mets segment for you, Thaddeus.
Oh, okay.
By this lovely poem.
Oh, God. Does it incorporate their new slogan?
Should I do bongos for this? Is it that type of poem or like classical
music? Well,
maybe
like a beatnik kind of.
Cute. Yes.
I don't know if. No, I think it's more classical music type. So just pretend to do classical music. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the other one that I like.
Fred
Wilcox. Wait.
You sound like a dead moose.
What? How do you know what a dead moose sounds like? Maybe a dying moose?
My eyes are seeing the glory of the coming of the
Lord. Okay, we'll try this again.
Fred Wilpon at the helm. With apologies to Ernest Lawrence Thayer, Casey at the bat.
Jesus Christ.
The outlook isn't brilliant for the new New York Mets this year.
Who are Mets?
The courts took all the dough from the Wilpons, we do fear. And then when the Madoff receiver goes another round, a sickly silence replaces cheering as Citi Field's only sound.
Mm. That was a long way to get a rhyme.
Yeah. A straggling few fans already left in deep despair. Mm. The rest cling to the hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They think if only Casey could buy the baseball team, they'd put up even money with a new owner of their dreams. But Fred Wilpon, he is stubborn, a man of ego and pride. His sterling equities empire was so high and wide. But upon his mighty empire, now grim melancholy sat. Madoff was the money, and the courts ended all of that. And soon they're back for another round of Madoff money game. 300 million more, and the team will never be the same. Win or lose the next round really doesn't matter. The Wilpon team faces finances can't afford a first-class batter. From a city filled with fans, there rose a lusty cry. It rumbled from Citi Field. It rattled in Queens' skies. It knocked upon LaGuardia and recoiled off Flushing Bay. If only there was a Casey to buy the team today. Casey could be Bloomberg, a mayor with wealth and grace.
Shit.
A superb team manager setting his sights only on first place. And now he's really team limited. He's got to find a new game. Baseball is baseball. The World Series is the aim.
Was that Billy Crystal saying baseball?
Baseball. It's a long poem, so I'll jump to the bottom.
Jesus Christ.
We can't afford the deal with Wilpon. Who can step up to the plate? Who can win back all the fans who are quickly turning love to hate? Who can afford the pitcher, the batter, and the ball? Who can afford the Big Apple and have a team that's best of all? Oh, somewhere in this favored city, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children scream.
Somewhere.
But there's no joy in Queens, New York.
No.
Mighty Casey is just a dream.
In other words, Wilpon, you're a fucking schmuck. Whether you're innocent, whether you're guilty, you're just a dick.
What a wordy douchebag.
You're just a... thank you. Who wrote
that
poem?
That's for you, Thaddeus.
What was
Michael Howard Schenkler.
Oh.
What happened? Didn't we have an open one of these?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yeah.
No, this one.
So, you know, can we have a little Met talk? Can we have just a little bit of Met talk?
Yes, sure, please do.
For the house. Wilpon is a freaking jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just put this whole organization. Do you realize, like the poem said, maybe Bloomberg might buy the team because he's a Met fan, which I don't want that. Oh, my God.
Bloomberg's not really a Met fan, but go ahead.
Remember that opening day we went to and he ran out onto the field like a little girl? And now, throwing out the first pitch.
Okay. Well, Mike, why don't you tell us about Michael Bloomberg?
What, when he ran out?
You were there. Tell us about it.
No, I didn't miss Michael Bloomberg running out on the field.
I know you didn't. After I came out. Nothing to confess to our listeners?
Oh, you mean when I fainted after having three beers at like, what, 9 a.m. in the morning?
No. When you're time, when you're ready to open that
door. That just shows how much of
Oh, you mean that I voted for the fuck?
No.
Michael Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. And when he ran out onto the field, mm-hmm. What did I do?
You were cheering from the runway?
What?
It's okay. Keep on. Continue with your story.
No. I remember going to the infirmary and coming out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you missed part of that game. Anyway. What else do you want to say about the Wilpons?
Wait, was that when we were in Philadelphia and you passed out coming out of the bathroom after taking a big shit?
No, I had the runs in Philadelphia.
The runs in Philadelphia? Which is...
Guys, I got it. No, you had something going on in...
Every place we've gone.
You had to stay close to the bathroom.
That was Philly.
You were gone for 6 innings.
I didn't miss the game. They have TVs in the fucking bathroom. I didn't miss the game.
In the Scheider?
No, they're like up on the walls. You can see it from the Scheider that I was in.
Really?
Yes.
That's classy.
Philly, that is classy, Philly.
From where I was in, you can see it.
Stay classy.
Stay classy.
And I wouldn't you? Just get a fucking Hummer in there.
That's
then.
Awesome.
Take a chick in there. She could blow you the whole game.
Smells like
dude, I was trying
to.
Oh, I had my pocket knife. Into that. And my pocket knife wasn't strong enough. I was trying to make a glory hole.
But that wouldn't be fair to do to Michael Bloomberg.
But anyway,
well, he wouldn't.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But anyway,
well, ever
since Wilpon took over,
Bloomberg gets him the sweets. So don't think he was in a shitter, and that if you and I went in that shitter, we would see a TV. Okay, he was in a special shitter.
The only place,
I wasn't in a special VIP
shitter.
Look, all along, you when you played this game with us, we finally caught up to you. Okay. It's caught up to you. You think we didn't know where you've been all the times you sneak away?
Well, what am I doing?
I don't know, Mike. What are you doing? All I know is you and Michael Bloomberg are very rarely photographed in person together.
Go fuck your mother, okay?
We caught you a couple of times.
You ain't caught me with shit.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be Michael Bloomberg. It would be that handsome bodyguard of his with the blue eyes. Not that I would do him, but if I was gay, I'd be all over that. Just munching. Yumma.
Well, anyway.
But I just want to say that Wilpon is a dick ever since he walked into the Met fans' life. We had a good thing going with minor league baseball in Queens. Hey, everybody, I got a deal with Keyspan because they fucked me up the ass, and I'm taking the Queens Kings and turning them into the Cyclones.
That's true.
And... You know, Carrie goes and buys the jersey. You buy a couple of T-shirts.
I didn't buy a jersey. I bought a T-shirt.
No, you have the jersey. So if I find it at your house, I can keep it?
I don't have the Queens jersey jersey.
Somebody has a
Jersey T-jersey?
Yeah.
Somebody has a Queens Kings jersey.
I got the free ones that they throw out at you when it was like Pepsi Day.
I bought a couple of T-shirts.
Did they shoot a cannon at you?
I have a
I
ball.
I think they could afford a cannon. I think they...
Or did you just blow a guy to get a second bottle of champagne?
Oh, maybe.
I have a ball and a souvenir bat. And I just want to...
Of course he does.
So,
of course.
I've got two balls and a souvenir bat.
Minor league baseball was in Queens.
In my mouth.
Yes, it was.
It was good for the economy, for the local economy of Queens.
It was fun.
And then, hey, everybody, I let all these Brooklynites from Keyspan jizz all over my face. And now they're going to be the Brooklyn Cyclones. Auntie M, because he's a faggot and he likes The Wizard of Oz. So...
He's doing a lot to.
He called them the Cyclones not because of the roller coaster, because he really thought that he worked out a deal that they gave him ruby slippers to wear.
Okay, they named them the Cyclones because they're in Coney Island. You
That's
asshole.
What he wants you to think. He thought it was the Cyclone from the Wizard of Oz.
He's doing a lot to disprove the rumors.
Yeah.
What?
You're nothing.
What?
All right, Mike. Can you go see if our guest is here yet?
Yeah, I'll go.
Give me a second. While you go get our guest.
All right.
I'll give Thaddeus some of his birthday gifts.
Okay.
Hey, you're going to need that. For our guest needs to sign that or be with that. So. We have,
Oh, wait a minute. He's not here yet.
Welcome. Just have a seat for a second, and I'll introduce you to everyone, okay?
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thaddeus, we have for you a lovely can of Coors Light.
It's Coors Right.
All right.
Coors Right. Everybody
yes.
loves Coors Right.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so.
I know I'm not supposed to be speaking now, but it's Coors Right.
Yes.
Coors okay, Right.
So.
Coors Right.
Yeah.
So not only did you get me Coors Light, which obviously is, you know, the most awesome beer.
Well, I get from my daddy, you love Coors Light.
Not even one of the cold things are blue.
Oh, what do you think I am? Lockefeller?
Okay, and here we go.
Because
happy birthday to you.
It's orange. Happy. It's orange Hostess Cupcake.
Yeah, who
they go bankrupt
like
soon, so you eat it before they go bankrupt.
You know how much you like them. Happy birthday, dear Thaddeus.
Happy birthday to you. Prepare to meet your doom.
Yes. So we welcome tonight. Daddy is a big time guest here on the show.
You eat the cake. It's from my mama deli. It's orange. From Hostess.
City Controller John Liu. He's here.
Thank you.
We welcome you. This is a big honor. We've never had a controller on before.
Thank you.
And I understand you're in some hot water, but you're welcome here.
Where I do the laundry.
Mr. Liu, yeah. I would just like to say it's an honor that that you're here.
Yes.
I just one question before you start. What is a comptroller?
Oh, comptroller.
Yeah, comptroller.
Comptroller. We take care of all the money in the city. We put some here, and we put some in my pocket. We put some over there.
I was going to say, come on.
No.
In your pocket,
no,
Mr.
No,
Liu.
No. I'm for people. I'm for people.
Yes.
I know steel.
You don't like the juice, right?
I like the juice.
You like juice?
I like the...
But and who doesn't like the orange cup? If you had the choice between the chocolate Hostess cupcake or the orange one, which one would you pick?
It's not even like you could say, "Oh, here's the vanilla one," because it's like tangerine.
It's orange.
Color.
Yeah, I like that.
I like
you,
orange.
You're all happy.
Oh yeah, that's me.
It's
grinning,
you.
Grinning
we
from
like
ear to ear.
He loves it.
Comprola
yes,
love
controller.
Orange because
yes, of
he's
course.
Because he's part Mandarin.
Oh no!
Mandarin, Mandarin orange, Mandarin orange.
Yes. Yes, you...
I made funny because...
No! Yes, it's funny.
Oh, because of, like, the fruit?
The what? Yes, the fruit. The fruit. Yeah, see, like, I made funny. I'm into technology.
That was good, controller.
Technology, and I come here, and they tell me, Michael told me be funny, but not funnier than him, but...
No, that's okay.
Funny,
don't worry about it.
Funny enough, but...
Oh,
okay.
If Mike doesn't want you to be funnier than him, then you should probably just not even talk.
Now, why we asked... We had Mike do what he could do, and the monkey mucks, and because he's sleeping with the mayor, who we would get to bring to the table for your special day.
Yes,
John Liu stepped in because
Kari is light. I came here on behalf of people of Queens, most honorable people of Queens.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Liu, have you actually seen Bloomberg and our own Mike of the TMC show? Having sex?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Ah,
so
say,
it is true.
Say?
No. I cannot confirm or deny.
Yes, we got it. Flim flam. And
I've never seen them together. I've never seen...
Go ahead. Take a bite. It's yours. It's okay.
Oh, please. Take a bite. Taste
please
the orangey goodness.
We know
take
how much you like it.
He is Squirtle. He is Squirtle. He sniffs food before he eats it.
Yes, he is Squirtle.
He is Rodentia.
Look. He's taking a bite.
Thaddeus is Rodentia.
He likes
Swallow. Something. Swallow punk.
Just have some a little of your Coors Light.
Swallow.
It's all right.
Swallow it. Swallow it. You swallow now.
Okay.
Or you disgrace your family.
John Liu.
You disgrace
Mr.
your family.
Liu, don't
you
get
swallow. Right. You swallow. You don't waste food. Foolish boy. Foolish boy.
Oh, boy.
Yes. You eat it terrible. All. They starving people in my country.
Where the fuck did you even find this?
They're starving people in my country.
When we had to pick up Mr. Liu, his family owns an Asian deli.
Yeah, do they owe something too?
You eat it all.
So you're saying this is made of
put
orange?
Put it in mouth.
Orange cat?
Yeah. Put it in your mouth. No, that's on Friday, special number 28. Anyway.
All right. So anyway, we brought him here, the mayor's office, for a special Thaddeus. This is the biggest part of the show for us, and we just really wanted to do this right. So we went to get the special citation from the city of New York.
Oh, the cream even sucks.
And because we know your favorite movie is Star Trek, we wanted to make sure
yes.
that we gave you something special. John yes. Lou, please take it away.
He loves it. My country, it's the Sulu show. No one else does anything. Sulu's the best.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
When he does it like that,
he's fantastic.
Your cop roller, the neck hairs on his silken Asian hair stand up.
Do you cream your pants a little when he does that?
Just a little bit. Chinese no do dairy.
Wow.
But anyway.
All right, here we go. The rest of it's going in. Here we go.
That's what she say. That's what she say.
Uh-huh.
That's what she say.
Oh, they're very popular.
Mr. Steve Carrar. On Office.
Steve Carell, yes.
That's what I say. Don't you speak English?
Okay.
Steve Carrar.
Yeah. Sure, sir.
I went to American University. I know.
Really? Where the fuck do you find these tangerine?
Dearest.
Okay.
Todd Hattius Smith. What wrong? Hattius Smith. On behalf of the taxpayers, I mean the good citizens of New York, Mr. Gene Roddenberry had a dream of a utopian society. He created a show that reflected that society, Star Trek, which went into movies, which you are very much fond of. Star Trek.
I make very much fun of.
Yes. Star Trek. You know, make fun.
I think actually the Coors Light washing this down would be an improvement.
So, the taxpayers of Queens, not me, not money that I stole,
we present you with the
Starfleet Command Award of Achievement.
Fuck you guys.
And it's presented to Thaddeus Smith, for outstanding performance by human praying a Kringong, March 19th, 2012, Year of the Rat. Presented by me, awesome city cop roller. And live long and prosper.
And live long and let's all do it. Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. Mm-hmm.
Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper.
Nop Factor 10.
Presented by John Liu, disgraced city.
Nah, this is totally awesome. Nop Factor 10 for TMC The Show 2012. Nop Factor 10.
Would you like to take a picture?
Oh, yes. Nookne.
Oh, here, wait. Nookne.
That's what I say to you.
Wait. Oh, I have to get back.
Thaddeus, you don't have to pretend you don't know. Yeah, thank you, John Lou.
Borough Hall.
Wait, you know, take a
to
picture.
To Borough Hall.
Yes, take a picture first with Thaddeus, John Lou. And then you can bring Mike. I don't know why Mike didn't come back. I don't know what the hell's going on. Come on, go ahead. Go take a picture with Thaddeus with the award. You know, pretend you're giving it to him again.
Oh, okay.
Look how happy he is. No, you don't want to do that.
Oh, wait. No, do that. Do that. Do that. There you go.
John Lou. That's lovely. That's lovely. That's just lovely. You know, Thaddeus, we really wanted to make this happen for you.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Really super awesome.
Yeah. Did I miss our city's comptroller?
You did. Look at this wonderful thing that he got.
Starfleet Command Achievement Award.
Yeah.
For Thaddeus.
This one?
Yeah. Have you never worked a fucking camera before in your life?
Fuck you. Who got you the comptroller? You think it was Mike or me?
Dude. Are you kidding me,
What's his face? What's his pissed off face?
John Lear was here and he gave you an award and you're being a douche?
Who's John Lear?
I said Leo. I said Joe Montana.
Leo?
So, Thaddeus, because we know how much you love Star Trek and Wrath of Khan being your favorite, we wanted to be able to try to speak some Klingon for you.
Yes.
So, I would like to say Kafla. Okay.
which means
success.
Yes.
His birthday.
Kafla.
Success.
Okay.
Kafla.
Nick 2, Veratum.
No, that's the other movie.
Heghuli me kak jav am.
Cock, Java, and ham. Mm, that is three of the favorite things. Java and ham and cock.
Who doesn't like that? Ho Chi Bima Joan.
Which means?
Capture all your opportunities.
What about rum ham? How do you say rum ham?
We don't have that one yet.
Wish we had that.
We'll get it for
here,
you.
Here, Mike, you say something nice to him, too.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is a very special day.
Very special day. Who copied this shit in olive drab? That's what I would like to know, because it reflects off the light. Black and white.
Who the fuck knows
carry
what
you
print
bitch.
Color that is?
Carry you bitch, get me a beer.
Who knows wow. what yeah, color that is?
You want a Coors Light?
No. That's your beer, buddy. I can't
tonight
take
it. Tonight is your night, bro.
Yeah, tonight is your
it's
night,
not even
bro.
Bud Light.
What?
What?
We know Coors Light's your favorite, so we got Coors Light. Why would we get Bud Light? Oh my God! This is just such a jam-packed night of special. And
so,
I almost feel
so
like
that
crying.
Is. I say this with a happy heart. Battle re Hajjaj, may you die well.
That's a nice one. I like that one.
That's my fucking favorite.
That's very
one.
Nice.
Why would you wish me death though?
Why no?
Why? Because Klingons are badasses, and when they go to war, that's what they say.
So
may you die well.
So. You don't want to die bad.
I'm sorry. Was there
who wants to die bad?
Was there a Klingon sitting at the front of your theater that I can't even talk?
What?
Was Klingon at building that you
was that a Klingon that was in the front of the movie theater the last movie you went to see?
No, it was a Romulan.
Or was it a Wookiee?
It was a Romulan.
It was a Wookiee.
All right then. That's the Chewbacca's
well, we
a Wookiee.
No, you don't
case
like
closed.
Star Wars. Why
case
would we
closed.
Get you something with Star
guys.
Wars on it? You're just silly.
Okay, you didn't like that one?
Yeah, give him another one. He doesn't understand.
Higeli?
He thinks we're trying to make fun of his culture, and we're not.
Okay. All
we're
right.
not trying to make fun
I
of
know
his
how
culture.
The Klingon fans, I know how you fucking Trekkies get when
right,
you fuck
right,
with your
right.
shit.
This is exactly all right. it, Mike.
Please don't stun me
okay.
with your phaser.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Just keep it in warp factor one. All right, keep it at warp factor one, please. We don't need any fucking
fuck, you almost got me.
Magnetic fields disrupting the time-space continuums. Remember that one?
Exactly, yes.
And that's how the rivalry started.
That's right.
I want to say to you.
He knows a lot about this, huh?
Migueli, yeah. Well, this one movie where Carrie and I made a very, very grave enemy that night. Migueli, Kak, Jabahim.
McGillicuddy?
It is a good day to die.
Oh. Well, why is all your sayings about dying?
It's okay, Thaddeus. We understand that
it's not my fault your fucking people didn't make a thing for happy birthday. It's not
right.
my fault that you picked to be a Klingon.
My people.
One of the most...
Yeah.
You, sir, are a racist.
Well, you guys just believe in slapping the shit out of each other and poking each
here,
other with
let
sticks.
Let me try to save us something
thank
else.
You. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to relate to your culture here.
Holy fuck. See, Carrie and I, we have Wookiee's Life Day, friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what
okay.
that means is, Mark Hamill or Luke Skywalker uses great conditioner. That's
absolutely.
What that means. He uses us, and we sit around and we watch Diane Carroll mm-hmm. singing in clubs with mm-hmm. our virtual reality.
Die, you deal.
And what does that translate to? He should know this, by the way. The
yes,
fuck?
He should. Pay now.
He's used to hearing
Asian
that.
Asian guys wrote that for you?
Yeah, apparently.
Klingons run delis. You would know that.
All right. Read the next one. I'll tell you what it means.
Okay. Nuk dach o pooch pa e.
Oh, all right. So do you know what that one means?
No.
It means my two co-hosts are a bunch of douchebags.
Means where's the restroom?
You're going to get kicked out of Starfleet
all
command,
all right, let's before we give him his ending parting gifts,
oh.
yes.
let's play his favorite
that'll be a
song.
Happy
okay.
In the whole
oh,
world.
You talk about happy endings?
Now, this is the happiest of ending for all happy
okay.
beings because he
and
loves
roll.
This.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
If it's, if it's a fucking Kiss song, I will rape Mike's mouth.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Thank God. Thank you.
I thought maybe she would play a Kiss song just to see it.
Yeah.
Get out!
What?
Get out of the house!
What No, it's okay. We're here. We're embracing.
All I'm saying, yeah. Carrie, yeah. If that song finishes in completion, yeah. I don't know what happened to Orlando Bloom's cutout when you show
what
up next week.
What are you doing to take that out on info? We're playing your favorite song. We got the clean
and
up.
I do too.
I'm just saying. He knows all the words.
We got the clean up.
I'm just saying, for the record, he was into the Klingon words. He knows all of Don Johnson's lyrics. He knows all of Hole's lyrics.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Excuse me, sir. This is a Lou Reed song. Hole okay. covered it.
Okay.
So I'll accept your apology later.
Okay. I just want to know.
Rumpf.
Excuse me. What two friends? We know you like the back of our hand. We picked everything that you love for tonight. And now we're getting hostility.
Hate you guys so very, very much.
Yeah, you like I ache. You sing that song, you bitch. You sing that song.
This is my secret
you
obsession.
You like I ache.
You like the car,
yeah.
Huh, Mike?
I want this woman.
Oh. You want gonorrhea and warts.
Wait, you gonna sing, Mike, again?
I'm gonna do the Lou Reed version.
Ow!
Yeah, they really want you. Really
now you're singing with no feeling.
You. That's how Lou Reed sings it.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's fucking Lou Reed. What do you want?
That's why I don't listen
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, they really want you. They really want you.
He's terrible.
And I do too.
That's terrible.
Come on, sing it to the phone again.
Girl with the mouse.
No, sing to
the phone. That's a microphone, you
sing
fucking
sing
cock.
Sing to Courtney Love again.
What, sing to Courtney Love again?
Yeah.
No, I can't do it now. Are you videotaping
now you're making me
this?
Feel
no,
funny.
I'm just waiting to take a picture.
Now you're making me feel funny about my moment.
I just waiting to take perfect picture.
Ache. Yeah.
Oh, she just went off note there.
No, she's not a complete lyrical genius. I think she would win American Idol if she went on today.
Your favorite show?
All right.
This is new.
Well, he's very excited about that, and he has no idea whether.
Someday you will make like ache. Sorry for the blue bars.
Your mom's box got blue bars.
Why do you think this is new? Why did you think it was new?
The bass player is... I've never seen her before.
Oh.
Wow, he knows what the bass player looks like.
Let's see. I can tell you.
Next time, we got to get him like Hot Chocolate Boy. Well, it's fairly new.
2007.
Fairly new. It's new enough. It's recent enough. But we got to get him like Hot Chocolate Boy. And my other favorite whole song, When I Went to School.
All right, stop with Mike. This isn't your birthday, though.
I'm sorry, I just can't help it.
So, Thaddeus, we have, to end the show, we wanted to give you, besides the delicious orange cake and the course.
Do you always talk with the eyes closed? I can't get a fucking shot of you with
try it.
Here you go. Hold it up.
Coors Light across the universe. It's life, Jim. It's not as we know it. Not as we know it. Whoa! Not your teeth. Holy shit.
Yeah, please don't ruin any more teeth.
Wow.
See, Mikey can fit in her mouth. I told you.
Well, all the rumors at North Shore Day Camp were true.
Which one do you think we should give him first? This or this?
Oh, wait.
I will
yes.
say.
No. The bottom one.
Bottom one first?
Bottom one first.
I will say, though, I do appreciate everything you guys have done for me.
Thank you.
And because of that, I think that...
Live long and prosper, brother.
I'm going to kill you. I think because of that, we should all split this Coors Light.
No.
In three ways. We all should take shots.
No.
That would make me... I can't say that word. That would make me... A white elfer, somebody that gives a gift and takes it back.
No, but I'm
not
a white saying
you'd be like an Indian giver.
But I'm saying because it has the air.
If you want to say that,
that's bad.
That's fine if you want to say that.
Look, it even has the what's that thing? The little groove for the air. What the fuck is that thing called,
we
Mike?
We couldn't.
No.
The little, what the fuck is that thing called?
The air hole?
Might as well.
Blow hole?
Yeah.
All right. But so
we
anyway.
We should split this, right? We'll do shots.
No, no.
We'll do beer shots.
No, no, no. That's
all
for
you.
You
like that so much. We
and you don't
to
have to drink it tonight. You can put it in the refrigerator as a reminder.
Oh, so it not only gets cold, but it gets super cold?
And look.
Yes.
Another cupcake.
Oh, fuck. You guys got a fucking two-pack?
It's orange. It's orange. It was either that or the smoked squid, brother.
Yeah, we know how much you like that. All right, fuck anyway.
We'll eat it before.
Shut up. Let's give him his gifts. I'm excited. I want to get more gifts.
We'll eat it before Hostess goes completely
blank. And I'm going to take a picture. Yeah, because I trust this. I trust that the fact that in their last days, they're making their best cupcakes.
Okay. Ready? The first we have for you. Oh, we're taking another picture.
Of the cupcake.
Talk. I fucking...
We need your focus to be on your gift.
Okay, focus. Here we
the
go.
First gift.
I thought you wanted my focus to be on this awful yellow cupcake.
Okay, your first gift is this.
Tangerine,
but
yeah.
I don't know how to give it to you because it's a paper. All right, so let me fold it and then you can.
You can just put your mouth around
it. Okay.
Yeah, put your mouth around that one.
Okay, this is the first gift. Mike, I think he's going to like this.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, can you please read to the fans, please? It's your birthday show. Don't be rude.
Is this like an actual thing or did you just print this up?
It doesn't matter. Just read the coupon.
I was just curious. 10% off TV's hit show Medium box set.
Because Medium fucking rocks.
And you rock.
I love
and
her.
And you love it.
Yes.
I love her. Because every scene was, you know what? I'm trying hard. And it's not easy knowing everything.
Ooh, I think we got it.
Oh, shit. That's how every episode went. Ha, ha, ha.
Mike, I think we got it right.
Yes.
Right? And this is the final gift. This is the piece de resistance.
Like, oh, husband of mine, I think that this is happening. Well, honey, is it possible that you know what I
can do? Well, and Thaddeus?
This is it.
Okay.
Thaddeus, this is a gift that's more for me and you.
Is this the coup de grace?
One ticket to someplace very special.
And I for one, am jealous.
Okay.
I know you are. You are very jealous.
Boom,
a very special night with Mr. Tom Wopat.
Just a good old boys. Didn't mean no harm.
This coupon might have redeemed the whole night.
We're so happy.
He'll be in concert March 24th at the Queens Theater in the Park.
Nothing but the best. Yeah.
Next to the statue of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. And the saxophone is playing a musical note, two musical notes, and stars.
It's beautiful.
And confetti.
I think it makes me cry.
There's a harmonica that looks like a chocolate bar. There's one big musical note. Carrie, which musical note is that?
No. Something cleft? Yeah, it's a clef. Upper clef, treble clef, treble clef.
Treble cleft. And then two guitars that are making some kind of Satanist cross.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
So we just want to wish
you... This is the crossroads of rock and roll right there, folks.
It's not even the happiest of birthdays to him.
It's not even the cool Duke. It's the decoy Duke. Okay, you get your ass kicked while I stay blue-eyed and blonde-haired and never get my ass kicked.
That's right.
All right. So, Boss Hogg and these guys in the bar.
All right, here we go.
They just jumped my cousin.
Oh my God, he's going to eat it.
He really likes
our orange cupcakes. I knew.
Citrusy.
I knew orange was the best flavor, and I knew
we didn't say kill yourself and choke on it. We just said eat it.
So, TMC listeners, you know where to find us. TMCtheshow.com for all your listening pleasure.
It's going to be one of those,
and
oh my God, it's
on
me moments.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Perfect. Like us on Facebook and take care and follow TMC the show.
Thank you, her.
Great pictures.
And I just want to say on a serious note, I think we did better than the Charlie Sheen roast.
Yeah, I think so too.
For our standards.
And for John Liu, hey, give it up for him. He came
John
in.
Liu, I was shocked at John Liu.
He was great. He was a great guest.
You guys said... Oh my God!
You guys
have better jokes than Amy Schumer.
There you go. See, we had better jokes than Amy Schumer. So follow me on Twitter, by the way, peeps.
Oh yeah.
And
like us on Facebook.
Oh, what's your fucking name on Twitter? Follow me on Twitter.
C Wayne.
That's on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, but I'm not going to give you the information for it.
And you can follow.
I'm new.
And you can follow the Black Bun Buster at Miker6470 on Twitter.
I'm never going to remember that. Anyway.
Mike R.
All right.
Miker.
I'm going to kill you now. Everybody, thanks for being part of our Friday madness. And we were just so happy to do this with Thaddeus. What are you talking about?
And on a serious note, man.
We love
happy
you.
Freaking
yes,
birthday,
happy
bro.
Birthday, man.
For all you douchebags that are sitting back there going, oh, man, that's mean, man. Everybody knows that Thaddeus like Star Wars. Dear Ash Faces.
If you really knew Thaddeus, you know show. He doesn't like Star Wars,
everybody,
so the joke is on you.
Everybody knows that Thaddeus loves Star Wars.
They don't really know him, Mike.
Kimberly and Stumpy, I'm looking at you. That you're going to send us those emails. I'm just looking at you. We love you, bro.
And I suck.
Thaddeus does a lot of stuff to keep this show pumping.
That's right. He is TMC the show.
Yes, man.
And don't forget, real quick, we are going to Comic-Con this year. So please mark it in all your...
Comic-Con or fucking bus.
All your calendars.
The tickets.
We're not talking about that on the show.
Oh no, 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 no. I have to.
The
tickets are 30 fucking bucks. Come out and support us.
That's right.
That's all I want to say. Bring your asses to Comic-Con. We're going to tell you when we're going to be there. Bring your asses to Comic-Con.
That's
and buy
right.
comics. Go to the Jim Hanley's Universe booth.
What?
Get a handy.
Are you fucking trying to pimp out stuff? If you don't get a fucking deal from this guy, fuck you.
And I'll be there to answer all your questions about Red Hulk. And Carrie will be there to answer all your questions about Richie Rich.
Well, because it has... What about Archie and Veronica?
That too. Hey,
and,
easy.
Oh, and Betty Boop.
She's not that old.
Well, because it's the only other girl comic.
Yes. And being the fact that the Avengers is coming out this summer, I'll be there to answer all your Avenger questions as well.
Why would you... Why?
Well...
Are we not going to do any of our other stuff? We're sending people to other booths, and you're going to be talking about fucking comics. Something we've hardly ever touched on the show.
And maybe, because, you know, I want to go hard with the show.
Is this still part of my birthday? Is this still a fucking
Honky
gag?
Tonk Man. No. Honky Tonk Man shows up at the New York Comic Con.
Oh, my God.
So?
I have his Twitter thing. I could get his booking email.
So?
Oh, my God.
So, Lisa, if you say that you're a friend of the show... I need you to start a petition. I need you to start a petition to have me hit in the head by the Honky Tonk Man for charity with a guitar.
Well, could that charity be TMC the show?
Yes.
It's an all-night party and we're getting in. It's all over and the joke is on you.
Oh.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the
Spencer playing jokes on everybody.
Rockin' and rolling. Donna, Madonna,
party and we're getting into.
Whose song is that though?
I don't know what the girl's name is.
Oh, it's not Madonna?
No.
You just like it because Spencer's running around naked.
Yes.
Spencer's in
the... Oh, Spencer naked. Let me get in that phone.
Good night, TMC listeners.
That's Jeanette McCurdy singing.
It's not.
I want it to be.
Okay, you want it to be, but it's not.
For the record, you guys suck.
Do it! Dude. Do you remember the birthday party that Carrie threw for me when I was still with Marilyn?
Your mom's box.
Carrie, the only thing that Carrie got me that I liked was the fucking Batman cake. Because I never liked I never had my Batman cake. Cause she never had my Barbie cake. She never had her Barbie cake.
She never had your Barbie cake.
She never had
Freudian slip.
Yeah,
because I wanted the Barbie cake.